Well, Sandy may very well flip back and forth between tropical storm status and hurricane status over the next day. Marginal in both cases, a strong tropical storm, a weak hurricane as it moves to the north. Actually, the storm will start to drift a little bit off to the northeast, and then by Monday start pulling more westward again, and that's when we expect the action to really start. And that's when the storm really starts to pick up intensity, because it'll be merging with that cold front, which is just to our west today. Right. The significant rains associated with the storm are down in the Carolinas. They'll be moving northward toward Virginia and the lower portion of the Delmarva Peninsula this afternoon and this evening. We've even seen on radar a few little spotty sprinkles around our area, too, coming out of the clouds. Some of that may be up in the clouds and not actually hitting the ground, because the clouds that we have today are not all directly coming off the Atlantic Ocean like they were the past couple of days, the Atlantic east of us. They're actually coming up from Sandy. So we're beginning to see those outer cloud bands come in, and eventually the rain bands will come in, too. That's more of a distinct possibility tonight and tomorrow than it is for today during the daylight hours. Most of the models are coming to the conclusion that if you really want to narrow it down, New Jersey would be a good target, anywhere between the mouth of the Chesapeake Bay up to around Long Island, somewhere in that vicinity, with New Jersey being kind of the center line. And there may be some slight variations on that. So really what it becomes from this point on is, when will it come on shore? Will it? And this is where the models have a bit of a difference. Will it come on shore Monday afternoon, Monday night, or early Tuesday, say, before daybreak or something like that? And there is a little difference on the timing. If the storm comes in just north of us, we won't catch the worst of the winds and perhaps not the worst of the rain, but it's still going to be a pretty powerful storm with very dangerous winds, periods of very heavy rain, a very good chance for some tidal flooding along with it, and then everything that happens after that, power failures and whatnot.